David Wesko understands all too well about the effects of the financial crisis on pension plans. Mr. Wesko is the administrator for the City of San Diego's pension system, and he joins us now on the phone. Welcome to the program. And can you tell us, first of all, how many people rely on the city's pension plan?
The City of San Diego's pension plan has almost 20,000 participants, which includes active employees and retirees.
And how have the volatile markets affected the pension funds that you're responsible for?
Well, it has definitely had an impact, but like most pension plans, we're extremely well diversified, but we still are down a little over 20% for the fiscal year, which is started in June 30. But we're down less than the Dow and less than the S&P because we're in a fairly diversified portfolio with just over half of our exposure to the equity market at all. We have an exposure of almost 40% to bonds and about 10% to real estate.
But as you mentioned, you are down. So what happens to the city employees who are scheduled to receive their pension now or in the near future?
With San Diego's pension system, like most pension systems around the country, the current environment in any particular month is less important than the one day a year you take a snapshot of our assets and liabilities. And for us, that's June 30th. So the current economic impact hasn't had any real impact yet, and we won't know what, if any, impact it has on the plan until June 30th, when our actuary will take a snapshot of our assets. The market may have recovered with a new administration and a new economic team and the stimulus measures being talked about in Washington. Who knows where the market will be June 30, but that's the date that will have an impact on our plan and most around the country.
It's good that you're optimistic, but of course it could go the other way. Last year, for example, the city of Vallejo in Northern California became the largest city in the state to file for Chapter 9 bankruptcy, in large part because of unmanageable pension obligations. How do you make sure you don't wind up getting into serious trouble down the road?
Well, we pay great attention to our portfolio, and as I've mentioned, the portfolio is fairly conservative for one that has a risk tolerance and a time horizon of 30 or 40 years. Just over half of our investments are in equities. We track, but we don't react. And I think that's a very important lesson, that people do not react to short-term dislocations in the market. We have survived the 74-75 recession, 1987 stock market crash, the recession of the 90s, the dot-com crash, and we'll survive this as well. We have a very long-term outlook, but we manage our money very carefully.
Some other administrators of similar pension programs have looked beyond where they're investing and have made cuts, for example, in payroll, in other areas. Are you looking beyond just where you're investing in an attempt to save money?
Well, in terms of saving money, my budget is about $40 million a year, and half of that, a little over half of that, pays investment managers. We look carefully. My administrative budget has been reduced for the 3 years that I have been administrator, and the city has also taken plans to reduce their budget. So everyone is looking at every penny very conservatively and managing accordingly.
David Wesko is the administrator for the City of San Diego's pension system. Thank you.
Welcome.